From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Britain finally has a new government and a new prime minister. Late this afternoon, Queen Elizabeth asked David Cameron, the leader of the Conservative Party, to form a government. Cameron, at 43, is the youngest prime minister of Britain in nearly 200 years. He takes his post after last Thursday's inconclusive general election and 5 days of negotiations among the different parties. NPR's Rob Gifford is in London and joins us now. And Rob, it seems Britain is going to have a coalition government.
That's right, Robert. It's been announced David Cameron arrived at number 10 Downing Street and said he was forming a formal coalition with the Liberal Democrat Party. There's been a lot of back and forth, as you know, over the last few days between the different parties trying to form a coalition because no party had the majority. In the end, the Conservatives made a very large concession to the Liberal Democrats that they would allow a referendum on the issue of voting reform, which Nick Clegg, the Liberal Democrat leader, feels very strongly about. And also, it looks like Nick Clegg and several other leading Liberal Democrats are going to sit in the cabinet. As he stood on the steps of 10 Downing Street, here's something of what David Cameron said.
I want us to build an economy that rewards work. I want us to build a society with stronger families and stronger communities, and I want a political system that people can trust and look up to once again. This is going to be hard and difficult work.
That's Prime Minister David Cameron. Tell us a bit about Britain's new Prime Minister, Rob.
Well, yes, as you said, he's 43. He's from a very privileged background. He went to Eton, the poshest British private school for boys. He went to Oxford University, got a first-class honours degree there. He worked as the head of public relations for a large television company for several years before becoming an MP 9 years ago, became the head of the Conservative Party. And in many ways, as you heard in that clip, he's very strong on traditional Conservative values, hard work and family values. That's what the Conservative Party is about, but he's also trying to change the Conservative Party and make it more compassionate. It had become known as the Nasty Party, and he's been trying to sort of detoxify it, if you like, and make it much more voter-friendly to the people in the middle, and clearly he has done that to some extent because he's now there as Prime Minister.
Yeah, Cameron's government puts an end to 13 years of Labour Party rule, first Prime Minister Tony Blair and most recently Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Tell us about Gordon Brown's departure as Prime Minister today.
Yes, he left just before Cameron arrived. It's a very quick turnover here. His departure was very dignified. He made a very dignified speech. Gordon Brown is just not a natural, though, in the way David Cameron is in front of the cameras. He's notoriously gaffe-prone. And I think also he came in at the end of 10 years of Tony Blair. So he was unfortunate in that sense. Then the financial crisis hit. And here's something of what he said today, admitting some of his own faults.
I have been privileged to learn much about the very best in human nature, and a fair amount too about its frailties, including my own. Above all, it was a privilege to serve.
And that probably summed it up quite well. I think even his detractors would say that Gordon Brown was a very committed public servant, but the course of events and his own character in many ways, and the fact that he was not really cut out for the media age, was really what did for him in the end.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much, Robert.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from London.